What do I mean by living in the mandala exactly? Putting it quite simply, it's sort of, I see it as kind of living my life through the prism of the Brahma Viharas and the five Buddha mandala, that it is very much those two for me. And just sort of letting them, in a way, be like a map that just shows you where you are and what you need, you know, that's going to help you get to where you want to go. I mean, in a sense, it is quite simple if you look at it like that. And the most crucial thing, of course, is keeping track of your experience, your present experience. You know, it won't necessarily be moment to moment in your daily life, but whatever awareness you can maintain, especially if you find some ways, which I'll talk about in a minute, that can help you. And then, you know, whatever you find there, just sort of referencing that with the positive qualities of the Brahma Viharas and the near and the far enemies. Just seeing where your experience in this moment is on that particular map. And again, that's something that for me now, it's got this lovely, very, very natural sort of feeling to it, but it didn't have to begin with. You know, it's one of those things that does feel a bit clunky to start with. But once you kind of get familiar with it, and particularly familiar with the near and the far enemies and positive Brahma Vihara qualities, it can be quite magical. Just in a sense, the recognition of where you are, you know, just suddenly sort of thinking, oh, this is where I am, I'm actually in a far enemy of so and so, whatever it might happen to be, or, you know, here I am, and yes, actually, this is mudita. I mean, I had a moment walking here this morning that was really pure mudita, and it was just lovely. Just suddenly that little spark happened, and you just think, ah, mudita, you know, it's just very beautiful. So just recognizing where you are and being able to name it, that in itself has an effect. And then, you know, just sort of like opening to the mandala. And I find that if I can really open to the mandala and just sit with whatever it is, in a sense, it will direct and guide me. I don't have to do anything. I can just open to it and trust it, and it will show me where next, what I need to do from wherever I am. But, you know, it might not necessarily be like that to begin with. It might be definitely more a case of, you know, thinking about where else on the mandala you might need to go in order to help you restore balance, if that's what's necessary, wherever you happen to find yourself.